Hey everybody, this is Kimberly. Welcome to Lessons Along the Way. Thank you for taking a moment to spend with me as I share lessons that I'm learning as I travel this journey called life. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to Lessons Along the Way on your favorite podcasting platform. Leave a rating, a review, or a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Also, continue to follow me on Twitter at KChansLive and use the hashtag AskMyTherapist for any clinical advice or questions. I want to give a shout out to everyone who's already hit me up on Twitter. I see you, I hear you, and I'm definitely going to get back to you if I haven't done so already. And use your input and your insight in the show. So don't stop. Keep reaching out. I see you, I hear you. Let's jump into the topic for today. We've all heard the saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Yet, in relationships, we're doing just this when we engage in relationship cycling. That's the whole breakup to make up, to break up to make up, over and over and over. You get where I'm going with this. So I heard a story recently about this young lady who is currently in her third breakup. Yes, I said it. Her third breakup with her long-term boyfriend. Each time they break up is for a different reason. And each time they get back together, they always say, yo, we're going to make it work this time. It's going to be forever. They start making plans for the future. All that great stuff. Even this time, this young lady is still saying that she's pretty sure he's going to come back to her and that they're going to get back together. As much as this breakup to makeup cycle can make for some good celebrity gossip and some good reality TV, in life, this is a sign of a deeper concern that needs to be addressed. That started me to thinking, how do couples find themselves in this relationship cycle and what can they do about it? That led to this week's topic about understanding if you're in a relationship cycle and what you can do about it. So I want to start by just clarifying before I get too deep. There is nothing wrong if you're in a relationship or you're dating someone kind of seriously and you break up, you need some space, you clear your head, you figure things out, you decide to get back together, give it another chance, and then either you make it work and you stick together, or you decide, you know, that the relationship is over and you kind of move on. That's not what I'm talking about. When couples break up and get back together once, that's not what we're talking about here. Instead, what I'm talking about is the couple that is together, they get to a point where they no longer want to be together, either one or both of them choose, you know, we need to break up. They break up, spend some time apart, some kind of way they reconnect, whether they bump into each other at Starbucks, hit each other up on social media, text randomly while they're watching a show that they used to watch together, anything like that. And then they decide, okay, let's get back together and give it another shot. And then while they're together, one or both of them gets to the point again where they don't want to be together. They break up. They get back together. And they just keep doing it over and over again. 3, 4, 5, 6 times over the course of months, years. That's what we're talking about here. This cycle can happen at any stage of relationships. Whether you say you're just friends with benefits, or if you're actually dating, or if you're living together, or even in marriages, no matter what type of relationship you're in with a significant other, this cycling can take place if you're not paying attention. And the problem with this cycling is that it is emotionally exhausting. It's confusing. It's distressing because you don't know where things are in the relationship. There's no certainty about the present or the future in the relationship. When a couple first gets back together, there's like this heightened passion and this renewed sense of just, you know, excitement, and we just, it's all great, it's good. But then once the novelty of being back together starts to fade and the relationship returns to whatever it used to be before they broke up, then you're back in the same situation. Especially if the two people in the couple never took the time to identify why they actually broke up in the first place and fix those issues that can be fixed. So then they end up right back in the same pattern of behavior that led to the conflict with them in the beginning. And now you have this cycle of we're together, we don't like something, we break up. We get back together, we don't like something, we break up. And if that's how you prefer to resolve conflicts, is to break up, then you're going to continue to be in this relationship cycle over and over and over again. That's because relationship cycling could be indicative of some deeper issues that you're facing in your relationship. And some of those things go unresolved or unaddressed when you just break up. If this is the case, no amount of space is going to change that. Only actually addressing the issue will change what needs to change. So you continue to have conflicts because you're arguing over the same thing. You continue to have lower levels of commitment because you know when things get rocky, all you gotta do is break up, take some weeks, some months apart, get back together and act like nothing ever happened. So what are you doing? You're continuing in this pattern of insanity by not addressing the underlying problem and just getting back together. So if we're going to say that relationship cycling, you know, it doesn't help in the long run and it's not really healthy for a relationship, you may ask yourself, why do so many people find themselves in this cycle? Well, there's a few reasons. One, they may really want the relationship to work. And each time they actually hope that things will change and they'll make it work and it'll get better. But just hoping that things will get better is not enough. That's not going to sustain the relationship. So that hope that they have without action or doing anything to change leads them right back to the place where they were and right back to another breakup. Another reason why people get into these kind of relationship cycles is that they miss their partner. Or they just miss being in a relationship. While they're separated, they become lonely and, you know, may desire companionship. And, you know, they just want to be with somebody and they have a hard time moving on. So that causes them to go back to the person they were with before. Which leads to the next reason why people may get into these relationship cycles. They're comfortable with their ex. It's easier to go back to an ex that I'm familiar with, even if things weren't perfect or great or ideal or whatever, or if I know that it's not the situation for me. It's easier to go back to that situation than to try to start over with someone brand new. With the new person, I don't know them, they don't know me, they don't get me, things like that. So it's easier to go back to what you already know than to try to build and develop something with somebody else. You have that feeling of, at least they know me, at least they get me, at least they understand me. So that's why the relationship cycle usually continues, because it's just easy. It's familiar. It's comfortable. It's known, which is better than an unknown. But if you found yourself in a relationship cycle and you want to break it for good, please know that there's something that you can do. Consider this. During one of those on times, start paying attention. Start to notice not just the good and the fun and the passion of it all. Start to notice and identify any patterns of issues or problems that keep coming up. If you keep having the same issue that you're unable to resolve, or you keep seeming like you're having the same concern, you know, take note of that. Because this might be something that you need to consider before you get back together again. What are these issues that we keep having and how do we address them? Start to identify, you know, what you want. And encourage your partner to do the same. Take a moment to stop just acting in passion and loneliness and, you know, familiarity, and actually start to figure out what you all want. If you break up, take a moment, sit down and actually talk face to face to figure out what you all want, what you need, and what you can actually give each other. And then start to say, okay, one, if this person can't give me what I need, can I live with that and be satisfied? Two, if they can't give me what I need, am I ready and willing to walk away? On the flip side, can we give each other what we need? Are we willing to do those things? Are we willing to compromise? Do they even have the traits or the ability to do what I'm asking them to do? These are all the things you got to start thinking about when you find yourself in these cycles. How do you keep getting in it and how do you pull yourself out of it? If you're in a relationship cycle and you don't know what you want, that's why you keep going back. Stop going back and take a moment to figure out what it is that you want to do. Your partner should do the same thing. Don't just keep running back together because it's easy. Then commit to your decision. If you're going to be together, do what you have to do to figure out how to make it work. If you're not going to be together, just walk away. It's really that easy. Now, will it feel good? Will you like it? Will it have some hurt and some pain? Yes, but it's better than the pain of going back and forth and playing with your heart over and over again. If you decide, whatever you decide, let those around you know what the decision is that you've made so that they can support you and help you to be accountable. Because if you break up from someone and those around you keep reminding you of that person or keep, you know, sending you pictures of them and say, hey, you remember this? It doesn't help you to move forward. Likewise, if you choose to be together and you're trying to make it work, let those around you know so that they're not throwing up in your face, well, you remember last time y'all broke up? You know it ain't gonna work because that's just what y'all do. You know, you want people around you who can support you regardless of what your decision is. If the decision is to stay together, let them know so they can have your back. If it's not, let them know so they can, you know, also have your back and support you, but also not feed into any sadness or loneliness that you may feel as a part of the breakup. Now, if you decide to break up, this is only if you decide to break up after the cycle. If you decide that I'm not going to keep going back into this cycle, we're going to break up and it's going to be good. We're done. We're not going back. Be prepared for how you're going to deal with the breakup. A lot of times people end up going back because they got so lonely, they couldn't move on, they didn't know what to do next, and it was just easier to go back, like I said before. So you got to think about, you know, what are we going to do next? Set up some boundaries with you and your ex. So in case you all see each other again, are we going to, you know, say hey and keep it moving? Are we going to, you know, re-engage in text conversations? Are we going to start hooking up casually for sex? Like, think about how you're going to deal with the fact that this person still exists in the world and you may bump into them again. And then build up your connection of friends and family and support so that you're able to put yourself in situations that will allow you to have new interactions. So you're not so easily able to fall back into those old patterns of just, well, me and him, we were good. I saw him, so I need him right now. Develop some new interactions so that you have other outlets, other people that you can hang out with and spend time with even after you bump back into this ex. Because going back and forth in a relationship is a clear sign that you aren't really sure what you need in a relationship. You got to start taking responsibility for your role in the cycle. You got to take some time to figure things out. Don't just keep going back and forth, you know, being in one day, out another day, breaking up to make up. That's too much. You never end up getting what you need. Your partner never gets what they need. And both of you all just end up stuck over and over and over again. So take some time and figure things out for yourself, not for anybody else. Now, y'all know me by now, and I'm not going to tell you what to do, and I'm not going to, you know, say, well, if you're in this situation, then do this, unless it's like a harmful situation or something. But I am just going to give you this information and let you take it from there. If you listen to lesson 22, only you know when it's time for you to walk away from a relationship. I can't tell you that. But what I can do is say, stop and think about it for a minute. Because you've got to decide for yourself when you're ready to take a step out of the situation and break that cycle that you find yourself in over and over and over again in the relationship. If you need some support, if you need somebody to talk to, you don't want to talk to your friends or family, like I always say, you can hit me up on Twitter. We can definitely, you know, message about it and talk about it, and I'll help you any way I can. All right, y'all. So this week's quote comes from Samuel Decker Thompson, and it says, one of the saddest things in life is knowing that the only way they will truly come to appreciate you is if you remove them from your life. Equally sad is knowing that the very moment you let them back in, the same cycle will once again begin. Now that's something to hold on to, y'all. Until next week, y'all take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.